Child support agency. You never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
What you're about to hear is a St. Petersburg, Florida police officer that has made child support related arrests. This has been in 2022 and was completely random.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yes. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
I have.
Really? What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go to debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.
Okay, let's talk about being a parent. It's very, very hard already. I mean, there's lots of things. Like, I'll talk about this, like, because I have a son. But, you know, there are some people that have, you know, sons. There are some people that have daughters. Or some people that have sons and daughters. It doesn't matter. It's all hard. Any way you slice the pie, it's hard. You have to, you know, because you're an adult, that when that child does something, something bad is going to happen. It doesn't matter if you tell them, if you explain it to them, they're going to think that, oh, that's just my dad, he doesn't know anything. And then something bad happens. You have to witness that. You have to witness your kid knowing that he's going to go to school. You have to tell him to stand up for himself. And, you know, like, I don't know about anymore, but, like, back in the day, if you come home with a black eye, it's just a rite of passage. It happens to everybody. It happens to girls. It happens to boys. It just happens. It's just something that happens. There's all kinds of things that are very, very, like, when you're a new parent, for example. Like, let's say that that you're a new parent and you're still together with your child's mother. The child's mother doesn't want to let that kid go, but the child's mother has to go back to work. I mean, we need another income here, period. So we have to you have to decide on a place to put your child during the day, like daycare, to put your kid while you go to work. And then you have to weigh the pros and cons of that. It's just really hard. Like, it's always very expensive. It's very expensive. I mean, especially the better the daycare is, the more expensive it is. That's just how it is. It's always like that. So if you have a child, first of all, you want your child to have the best care possible. And if you really want that, you're going to have to pay a lot of money. I remember, like, back in the day, like, I don't know, this was when my son was a kid. Like, he's 15 now, so we're talking, like, 12 years ago or so. I don't know. Something like that. But it was crazy expensive then. It was, like, $200 or $250 a week then. And then, like, if you're not there, like, right on the button to pick your kid up, you got to pay cash to the person that waits for them. It's very, very expensive, just to begin with. It's very expensive to have children, and it's very hard to raise children. I mean, even, you know, like, it's happening sooner now, but, like, when the kids, like, nowadays, because of the information, everybody has cell phones and computers and stuff. They have them in the schools. They're everywhere. So these kids are growing up a lot faster than they used to. So, like, when a kid is, like, 9 or 10 years old, they're advanced. So when they turn, you know, like, when they turn into a teenager, when they're 13, 14, 15 years old, they cannot stand their parents. I mean, it's like the complete opposite of how they used to be. Like, you know, like when they're little, they want to be up under you all the time. They want to be around you. They follow you everywhere. I mean, everywhere. You can't even go to the bathroom alone. Seriously, I mean, that's not an exaggeration. They want to follow you everywhere. They can't sleep at night. They want to come in your bed. Crazy. But when they turn into teenagers, they don't want anything to do with you. And then they test you. You know, they test you by, you know, like by back-talking you, and sometimes it's not even a test. They start talking to you like they talk to their friends. Like, being a parent is already hard. If there is no child support agency in the mix at all, it's already hard. raising a child, if it's a boy or a girl, is very hard already. Then you add child support agency into the mix, is like very close to impossible. It's really makes it really, really hard. And like, all you are is held responsible. So like, let's say like if your kid doesn't eat for a day or something like that, I don't know. I mean, like every year, twice a year, like I fast for 3 days. I don't eat any solid food for 3 days. So I know it's possible. But like, you know, like when you have kids, when they're like under 15 years old, they need a certain amount of calories every day. So if you know, if there's no money to buy food, or, you know, for whatever reason, a lot of kids are like finicky. Just people are finicky about stuff. So like, they just go without eating. If that happens, you're automatically the worst parent ever. Automatically. You get put in jail, they arrest you, child neglect, blah, 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 blah. And we're talking only one day. Like, back in the day when, before we established fire and stuff, I mean, like, when we were hunting and gathering, people used to go for days without eating. Oh, and this child labor law stuff? When kids used to be 10 years old, they were out in the fields helping out. I mean, and they talk about child labor laws, like if his kid is like 10 years old or 9 years old or something, they're working. They want to call, you know, like the child labor police on them or something. I don't know. Child Protective Services, that's what it's called. When I was a kid, it was called HRS, Human Rehabilitative Services. Now it's called CPS, Child Protective Services, whatever. That's what they call it in Florida. Every state calls it something different. I don't know what they call it in other states, but I know what they call it in Florida. I've been here my whole life. But, I mean, like, raising a child is very, very hard to do already. But if you put the child support agency in the mix, it makes it really difficult, almost impossible. And all you want to do is, like, protect your family, protect your kids and stuff. That's all you're trying to do. And then the child support agency wants a piece of that pie. I was just thinking about this. I remember the first time I was in the courtroom, I went there by myself. And as soon as I walked in the courtroom, the judge started rattling off. Like, you know, like he was like talking to the other attorney. I mean, like all kinds of stuff. Like, he was saying, you know, I heard that somebody in your office is going for the Florida bar and blah, blah, blah. When that happens, shit is fucked. That whole case is pretty much over right then and there. But see how it is in the courtroom. It's not like a fist fight. It's not over real quick. No, they be down slow in the courtroom. Everything moves slow with child support. Everything. The child support agency, they move slow with everything. Like, I remember one time in 2016, I got this judgment. It was signed by a judge and everything, so it's law. Like, for example, like, I don't have any law, other than getting my ass whipped a lot in court, I really don't have any legal expertise at all. Like, I've never taken the Florida bar test. I don't have any legal expertise, but it's a judgment. Like, I can read it and see. Okay, so like, I'm paying like $798.22 a month, and it's getting dropped down to $300 a month, right? Plain and simple. So I'm like rubbing my hands together. I'm like, this is getting ready to go down. They've been beating me down with this $798.22 forever. And we did this public mediation, which is a joke. If you go to public mediation, they charge you $120. They charge me anyway. I don't know what they charge in other states, but they charged me $120. So on top of the $798.22 I was paying for a single child every month, on top of that, they wanted me to pay $120 to go to a mediator. A public mediation. So I paid the $120, of course, because I was dumb and stupid. I didn't object to anything. And I went to public mediation, paid the $120. And absolutely nothing happened except for they took my money. That was all that happened there. Like, I'm in the mediation room and it said, like, I have the handout. This is what happens a lot of the time. The whole courtroom experience is all a handshaking process. It's all buddies and friends and, hey, I know you and blah, blah, blah. They might not say anything, but that's what it is. It's not supposed to be, but that's what it is. So anyway, so like, I'm right here in the mediation room now. This was ordered by a judge, right? So it's law. Okay, so I'm in the mediation room, and it says right on the handout that I get from the from the judge that there's not supposed to be anybody but me and my child's mother in the mediation room. That's what it says right there on this handout from the judge. Now, I'm talking to the mediator, and I'm saying, I showed this to the mediator. Now, the mediator also speaks and reads English. She tells me she's been a mediator for over 20 years. I'm like, okay, whatever. So, it's a lady. I'm like, okay, whatever. So, she says to me, I showed this to her, and I'm like, okay, you've been a mediator for over 20 years. Do you see what this says? And I read it to her. She says to me, this is what she says to me. That's not what that means to me. It says very plain and simple. Nobody but the parents are allowed in the mediation room. It said something else, not parents. It said something else. But, and then I showed this to the lady in the mediation. And she was like, that's not what that means to me. I was like, oh, okay. Then the mediating people came in. The mother of my child came in, flanked with her attorney. She's a retard. She had money at the time. She doesn't anymore. But she had money at the time. So, the lawyer, this guy that was really good, he sent one of his lackeys, you know, somebody from his office to this mediation because he didn't have the time for it. But he had plenty of time to take the money. He was an awesome attorney. If you get whipped by anybody, it happens all the time. It was really good getting whipped by this guy because I watched him like a hawk. Eventually I started watching. He was super organized. You know, he was attractive, probably mid-30s. He was like, he had a really nice car. It was like, what was it? It was silver. It was a Lotus. It looked like, you know, like a Lamborghini Ferrari type of deal. It was really nice. And I don't know. I haven't called his office in a while, but I will do that and see how much. I would say he's probably in the $500 to $600 range. I mean, he's really a hotshot upscale attorney. He's really good. But I learned a lot from getting whipped by him every single time. So, like, I mean, he would throw lawsuits at me. He would whip me every time. So I'm watching this guy like a hawk. I know full well that I'm going, this guy is like, okay, it's like this. It's like when you have a toddler, like trying to, like, you know, that's mad at you and you're an adult. So all you do is just hold the toddler off until he tires himself out. That's what this lawyer was doing to me, whipping me every time. So, like, I would go into the courtroom and I know I was going against Stephen Claros. He was really good. He whipped me every time. I'm like, okay, let's do this. I'm going to get whipped. Let's go. Whip me. Go ahead. So while he's whipping me, I'm watching him. This guy is extremely organized. I mean, like, you know, like, he had a whole folder on me. Like, a whole, like, a three-ring binder with my name on it. My last name on it in, you know, in long letter, like, long ways on the binder. So, like, he could just pull out. He was extremely organized. He was really good. I mean, like, if there wasn't a conflict interest, and I had a couple dollars. I mean, he was crazy expensive. Crazy expensive, but well worth it. He was just really good. But, like, if you're ever going to get whipped by somebody constantly, that's the kind of lawyer that you need to get whipped by constantly. So I would go in there and he would whip me. So while he was whipping me, it would take time and I would watch him. So, like, eventually, what happened was, like, my son's mother is so retarded that, like, and he was, like, holding me off, like, a lot. So I was like, man, this is a bunch of crap. And she was just too retarded to understand it was for the child. So so what I did was I hired a lawyer. Now, so I'm looking all around. I mean, when I say looking all around, I spent a whole, like, probably like 15 minutes looking. And I ended up with this chick. She was a lawyer. This one. And I hated her. I hated her. I won't say her name. I know her name, but I won't say it because I don't need any problems right now. She'll probably find some way to sue me. So I just won't say it. But anyway, so, like, you know, like, she was telling me, like, you know, like, some crazy amount of money. It was like, I don't know, like $5,500 for the whole case or something. So I was like, how about $4,500? So, like, we agreed on $4,500, so I got her down a little bit. So once we agreed on that amount, she acted like she was having a conniption fit right in front of me when I was going to give her the $4,500. I mean, she was crazy. I was like, I got to transfer some funds from my savings to my checking and blah, blah, blah. She was, like, freaking out. Anyway, so, So, anyway, I listened to her, and, like, you know, there was a lot of things that, like, and what I didn't know at the time, because I didn't read the contract. See, lawyers are tricky like this. She slid this contract in front of me, and I just whipped out a pen and signed it. Or, no, I took her pen off her desk and signed it. Anyway, what that contract said was that her fees are hers only, and she had a paralegal, and the paralegal's fees were in addition to hers. I did not know that. So this paralegal sends me an email, like, the next day, and she spells my name wrong. She's a paralegal, and she's telling me to give her some bread. I'm like, you're out of your mind if you think I'm giving you a penny. Now, this other attorney, the real attorney, she came at me, and she said that she was going to file something to disconnect from my case if I didn't give the money to the other attorney, or the paralegal lady. So I was like, I was so mad. So I just did it. In addition to what I was already paying, because, you know, because my kid's mother was just retarded. So I used to feel really bad for her attorney, because he had to deal with her. But he was making crazy money off her. And I would imagine, because later on down the line, I got another attorney. Well, I didn't get another attorney ever again. She got another attorney. My kid's mother got another attorney. But, like, the attorney that I had, I heard her say one time, she was like, I'm getting a court reporter in here, because I don't want any shenanigans, because I know this guy's friend, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, how did you do that? So I started asking her about this court reporter thing. So she told me, she's like, oh, it's just somebody that I just called. I was like, oh, okay. So after, like things got settled, you know, the way that it looks, like, she thinks that, the way that it looks, you know, she did a lot of cool things, but the reason why she did exactly what I hired her for, they were both on, because lawyers are like this, they're both on the bar, the Florida bar, so it's like attorney, blah, blah, blah. They do this thing with shaking hands, they're just, you know, from schools, they're like the same age, I don't even know what they were doing. Anyway, and then they do this thing, which I really despise. They tell you, as the client, they tell you to leave the room so the lawyers can talk back and forth. Now, you know what's happening in there. They're talking completely about you really bad. But I just let it go because, you know, we came to an agreement about lowering the money, blah, 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 blah. So after she completed the case and, you know, the case was over and stuff, and we finally got my child support down from $798.22 a month to what it is now, like $300. So anyway, once we got that done, I never had to hire a lawyer again. What I do now is every time I go in the courtroom, I go in there with a court reporter. Now, there is still, the relationship is still there. The relationship thing is everywhere. You're never going to beat that. It just is what it is. But there's a whole lot of verbal handshaking going on. For example, like when I went in that courtroom and that judge was like, you know, was talking to my son's mother's attorney about, you know, somebody going to the Florida bar exam or blah, blah, blah. That kind of stuff would never happen if there's a court reporter in the room. I didn't know this at the time, but once you get it on the record, there's a whole bunch of things that you can do once it's on the record. That's evidence. You need to get it on the record, say it in court, and they're cheap. They're like $100 or something. I don't even know. I haven't even got one since this hyperinflation thing started. But they're way cheaper than an attorney. So if you go into a courtroom, either have a court reporter with you or an attorney. Now, see me? I'm broke. So I always get a court reporter. But I can tell you that what you're paying for, a lot of people say, oh, my attorney's really good, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about that. I don't care how good your attorney is. I don't care about that. There's other things that are the truth that I really care about. For example, the relationship between a lawyer and a judge, do they watch ball games together? Do they go out to eat together? Does your lawyer go over to the judge's house and have dinner? That kind of thing. It's a relationship thing. And it does not matter. If there's a relationship there, and there is another attorney, he's the best attorney in the world, the relationship people are going to win every time. It's just how it is. Now, this is a prime example of what I was talking about with child support. Now, like, if you go with the child, you know, child support cases all over the United States, they're, like, I contacted off of YouTube, I think it was, like, 5, and 4 of them were child support, that's what I searched for, like, child support laws or something, I don't know, but 4 of them were child support attorneys, and one of them was a pro se litigant parent like me. Now, out of all those people, now, if I was a lawyer, let's say, I'd be like, that's how I eat off of those cases. The child support agency truth, I'm not going on that show, hell no, because I eat off child support. The one person that called me back out of all those 5 people, his name was Jerry Smalls. He's really awesome. He's a parent. So like I said before, people are either afraid, that these attorneys are afraid of the child support system, and they'll be like, we ain't afraid of nothing, blah, 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 blah. But that's exactly what it is. It's fear of child support. Now, I'm just a pro se litigant. That's it. I'm just a pro se litigant. These people are on the bar. All kinds of bars, Georgia, California, wherever. And they deal in child support every day. They know that's how they make their money off of child support cases. So, like, for example, like, let's say I was rich, which is, like, the complete opposite of what I am. But anyway, that I had the money to pay for an attorney. Sure, I would love to pay for an attorney and just have him take care of everything. Oh, and by the way, there's a way in Florida, I don't know about other states, but in Florida, you can have the child support agency actually put it through a court. And it has been said that about 30% of those cases actually go into effect. You know, you get what, you know, you don't ever get what you want, but similar, close to what you want. 30% of those cases do. The rest of them do not. So that's what you're looking at. So if I'm going against something like that, I would like to do it myself and get a court reporter. That's just me. But anyway, but people are scared of the child support agency. They're deathly afraid of them. Like, every place is, because the child support agency pays so well. People don't understand. It's like, people have jobs, careers. The child support agency is huge. I mean, you want to talk about David and Goliath? Goliath is the child support agency of mega proportions. It's just not even comprehensible to me. I mean, they're huge.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Wow.
That was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early just so you guys don't freak out about that.